Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Lorenz Krauss. First I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Lorenz Krauss was born in 1972 and lived in Albany, New York. His parents, Franz and Teresa Krauss, had a 1,400-square-foot house located at 6 Crestwood Court. The front of the house was almost completely obscured by trees. Lorenz graduated from Albany High School and went to college. In 1994, he earned a bachelor's degree in political science. Lorenz was the valedictorian. In 2009, he graduated from another college with a master's degree in business administration. For a while, he lived in an apartment on 21st Street in Troy, 7 miles north of Albany. How Lorenz made a living is unclear. In a YouTube video published in 2016, he talked about how he lost a job as a window salesman. Lorenz was uncomfortable talking to people and using high-pressure sales tactics. In the summer of 2017, his parents, Franz and Teresa, told neighbors they were going away. On the next day, they disappeared and were never heard from again. A neighbor reported that Lorenz regularly visited the property afterward to collect the mail, mow the lawn, and shovel the snow. He told this neighbor that his parents had moved to Germany. The neighbor said that Lorenz provided short answers to questions, was always in a rush, and would never make eye contact. Later, the neighbor noticed a lot of bags and carpet being put out for trash. The backyard of the house, which had once been covered in grass, was now just dirt. In 2020, the police paid a visit to the home of Franz and Teresa after a relative reported that the couple had been out of contact for a long time. The police were told by a neighbor that the couple moved out of the country. This same year, Lorenz made a presidential run as a Democrat in New Hampshire. He campaigned on a platform of dissolving the presidency, promoted anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, and wanted to break the country into 4 regions to control the deep state. Not surprisingly, Lorenz was unsuccessful in his presidential bid. At some point, it appears as though Lorenz moved into the house at 6 Crestwood Court, or at least recorded this address as his residence. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On May 21, 2025, the police in Albany were informed by investigators with Social Security about a potential fraud case. It appeared as though someone had been collecting the benefits for Franz and Teresa Krauss. On September 24, 2025, the police found 2 bodies in the backyard at 6 Crestwood Court. Things were not looking too good for Lorenz Krauss. He was an obvious suspect in the murder of his parents. On the next day, September 25, the news station CBS 6 in Albany received a 2-page manifesto from Lorenz. He said it was not a manifesto, but clearly it is. The news director, Stone Grissom, called Lorenz and had a conversation with him. Lorenz told Stone that he buried his parents in the backyard of their house. When Stone asked Lorenz if he killed them, Lorenz replied, "I plead the fifth." Stone told Lorenz that he would post the manifesto on the CBS 6 website if Lorenz came down to the station on Balltown Road for an interview. Lorenz agreed to these terms and showed up at the station within an hour. Station employees set up an interview area in the lobby to prevent Lorenz from having access to the rest of the building. When Lorenz arrived, Stone searched him for weapons. There was also a plainclothes police officer in the lobby. All these precautions were taken mostly because of the murder part. Lorenz sat down with a reporter named Greg Floyd, who opened the interview by asking Lorenz what happened to his parents in the summer of 2017. In a rambling response, Lorenz explained how his mother had been injured while crossing Wolf Road, and his father could no longer drive after having cataract surgery. His parents' health was declining, and they were still grieving the loss of his younger sister, Rosa. According to Lorenz, Rosa died from cancer in 1988. Greg asked Lorenz if he killed his parents out of mercy to put them out of their misery. Lorenz did not specify how his parents died, but he did admit to burying them in the backyard. He said they died sometime in August 2017. Greg kept pushing for a confession, but Lorenz mentioned how he had to protect his Fifth Amendment rights. He danced around the issue by saying, "I did my duty for my parents," and suggested he was concerned about their misery. He called attention to a letter written by his mother regarding her injury, referring to this letter as exculpatory. Presumably, he means that the letter was exculpatory for him. Lorenz then talked about how his parents asked to be killed implicitly, but not explicitly. He was able to read the minds of his family members, so he knew what they wanted. Greg asked Lorenz if his parents knew they were perishing by his hand. Lorenz replied, yes, and it was quick. He admitted to strangling his father with his hands and strangling his mother with a rope. He buried them in the backyard a few days later. Lorenz claimed that he gave away the money that he made due to his parents' death, so he did not benefit. He had no regrets about killing them, saying, I did the right thing. Lorenz then talked about how many boomers will face dying a terrible death, and other people will be faced with the same decision that plagued him. Other people will have a duty to their parents. Lorenz stated that he was not concerned with the police and the courts. He knew he would be arrested. He was not mentally ill, and he never killed anyone else. He wanted the video of the interview to be published on YouTube. A few minutes later, the interview ended. When Lorenz walked into the parking lot, he was confronted by the police and arrested. He was charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder and 2 counts of concealment of a human corpse. The next day, Greg visited Lorenz in jail for a short interview. Lorenz rambled about being tried under German law and helping German culture. At the time I am making this video, the next court date for Lorenz Krauss is scheduled for October 1, 2025. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. There is not much doubt about whether Lorenz Krauss killed his parents. He admitted to killing them and their bodies were found in their backyard. This doesn't necessarily mean that Lorenz will be found guilty of murder at trial. His public defender described him as a vulnerable individual and is considering an insanity defense. This defense is unsuccessful the vast majority of the time, although one could make a decent argument that Lorenz is suffering from delusions. Item number two, Lorenz created a 2-page manifesto. Here is a summary of this nonsensical document. Lorenz was open to talking with YouTubers to promote his message. He invented a brain saver medical device concept, which oxygenates the brain in case of drowning or smoke inhalation. Arguably, Lorenz failed to save at least one brain. He claimed that he solved the problem of universals, saying that philosophers would know what he meant. Lorenz invented a private cash device, which is a solution to the danger of central bank digital currencies. He declared that the most important law is the New York Ratification Law of 1788. Presumably, he's referring to New York's ratification of the Constitution. Lorenz said this law allows the people to reassume the powers of the government whenever it's necessary for their happiness. He proposed that the public should form a board of trustees who would be immune from prosecution. Lorenz appointed himself as the first board member. When the board is established, everyone will get $4,000. If the public does not want a board, then Lorenz wants to be prosecuted under German law. This is the only time in the document that Lorenz mentioned anything related to him facing criminal charges. Lorenz made anti-Semitic statements, declared that Rhodes scholars were domestic enemies, indicated that Donald Trump was not the president, and talked about paintings that he was selling for $454,000 each. At the bottom of the second page, he signed the manifesto. When examining this manifesto, it appears to be consistent with delusional thinking, that is, having fixed false beliefs. Lorenz used terms and ideas that are common among those who are paranoid and delusional, like digital currencies, domestic enemies, and old laws that grant tremendous power to citizens. A few of his statements, like his anti-Semitic remarks, matched his thoughts from 5 years earlier when he was running for president. This suggests that these bizarre thoughts were entrenched. Lorenz had not changed his thinking over the years. Overall, the manifesto could be described as the love child of Shark Tank and a sovereign citizen traffic stop. Item number three, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. The behavior of Lorenz Krauss appears to align with various mental health symptoms like psychosis, although there is no way to be sure. He could be faking it. In 2017, Lorenz frequently visited his parents at their house. He saw that they were suffering from various medical conditions. Their lives were becoming more restricted as far as what activities they could enjoy. They may have even complained to Lorenz about how much they were suffering. When looking at the situation through the distorted lens of delusional thinking, Lorenz came to believe that his parents wanted to die. It's possible that he was correct, but it seems more likely that he attributed additional meaning to the complaining that his parents did. He thought that they were signaling him to engage in homicidal behavior. Neighbors said that Franz and Teresa walked daily until the day they disappeared and did not appear to be unhealthy based on visual inspection. Believing that he was carrying out their will, Lorenz strangled both his parents, just as he described in his interview. It's also possible that Lorenz never believed that his parents wanted to die, and he simply killed them to get their money. He framed the killing as compassionate because he believed it was a plausible defense, or he desperately needed to justify his actions. This may have been his way of mitigating feelings of shame and guilt. Regardless of his motive, Lorenz would have been charged with murder if he had been caught. Realizing this, he decided to keep his behavior a secret. He buried his parents in the backyard. After this, he went on with his life, which included running for president in 2020. Lorenz probably thought that he was in the clear, but then, in May 2025, the authorities started asking questions. When they found the bodies of his parents in the backyard in September of that year, Lorenz knew he was in trouble. He decided to promote the mercy-killing defense strategy. Lorenz could have offered this defense without contacting the media, but his delusional thinking and grandiosity motivated him to seek attention. It's also possible that he believed speaking to the public would garner him sympathy, like people would understand what he did and view him as a hero for ending the suffering of his parents. There are two ways to look at how Lorenz performed in his interview with CBS 6. The first way is that he hurt his case badly because he confessed to strangling his parents. He had all types of defenses available to him before this confession, which were now off the table. For instance, he could have argued that someone else must have been the killer. The second way is that he helped himself because he appeared to be psychotic. Lorenz was building his mental health defense throughout the interview. His rambling and his nonsensical answers were consistent with someone who was separated from reality. I was left with the impression that Lorenz was having trouble being deceptive. Maybe he was lying to the extent that he was capable, but his distorted thinking limited what types of lies he could tell. For example, Lorenz stated that his parents implicitly communicated a desire for him to commit homicide, but never stated it explicitly. If Lorenz was inclined to be deceptive, he would have just said that his parents told him to do it. His mental health symptoms may have actually contributed to him being truthful, or at least more truthful than he would have been without them. Whether Lorenz qualifies as legally insane or not, he needs to be in a secure facility for the remainder of his days. His trial will mostly be about determining where he spends that time. Now moving to my final thoughts. Many people believe that CBS 6 acted heroically by interviewing Lorenz Krauss. Their quick thinking and bravery cracked the case wide open and solved the mystery. In reality, while the interview was interesting, inviting someone who confessed to a double murder to a TV station is a bad idea. If Lorenz had harmed people there, expensive lawsuits would have followed. Furthermore, the station did not solve the case. Lorenz sent his manifesto to multiple media outlets and seemed intent on confessing. The police had already found the bodies by this point, and the money trail led back to Lorenz. His fate was sealed one way or the other. In my opinion, the interview should not have happened, but if the station insisted on doing it, this was a wasted opportunity. The reporter Greg focused on getting Lorenz to confess multiple times, but never really explored the thought processes and the feelings behind the decision to kill. There is little question that Lorenz is the killer. The real question is why. Those are my thoughts on the case of Lorenz Krauss. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.